Hey everybody, this is AJ Jones, cast as Jason in the Alliance Theater's production of Sweat. Hope this finds you all doing really well and staying safe. This is such a powerful scene in this show because it really launches us into Act 2, not just because of the yelling and the energy, but it launches us into really watching this group of people's lives be completely turned on its head. Just their world is just being shattered in front of them, and at this kind of moment, they're just kind of feeling helpless, and they're just trying to let all of that rage that is now bubbling up just out on Cynthia, who's just in such a difficult spot. From Jason's perspective, I mean, basically, besides his motorcycle, the job that he works at the plant, I mean, that's his life. And anytime you have somebody who cares that much, that deeply about an existence and a belief of this is how we live, it's all they know, how to live one certain way, when you take that away from somebody, it's just like ripping their soul out. I think there's two big moments in the scene for me from Jason's perspective. The first one is right here when I say on page 62 that the union won't stand for it. I think that's the last kind of civil line of defense that he knows. Once things go beyond the union, if the union can't help, then we kind of have to do it with our fists and with our own bodies. That's kind of where Jason's reaching at that point. And once Cynthia says the union doesn't have a lot to say about it, that's when the seed gets planted that something deeper and much darker is going to happen in this story. Whether or not the audience feels that right now for Jason, that's when this little idea gets birthed of, I'm going to have to do something. I don't know what it is, and we'll find out later in the show. But that's when that thing of starts to grow of, oh, this isn't just going to work out. I'm going to have to take it upon myself to lay down the law somehow. And then the next moment for Jason is here on page 64 when Tracy kind of starts to break down. Tracy's his mom starts to break down. I mean, you're taking away his job and his life. You're taking away his goals and his dreams, but now also his mom, who is, besides his best friend, the only other person he probably really even cares about, is just going off, and she's just losing it and really feels like her life is being taken away. I mean, when people hurt people we love, we get upset. And I think that's as simple as this moment is. It's now getting deeper than just you're taking away my career. You're affecting my family and my generations of family and everything that we know and we love. You're taking that away from us. And so I think that's a big turning point for Jason when he sees Tracy really breaking down. It becomes much more personal than it already was. So just as an actor, for me, this is the type of scene where I'm not necessarily driving the train. I'm more on the train. And I love scenes like this because you get to just kind of, for lack of a better term, just kind of show up and be alive. You get to really engage with all of your other actors on stage and feel their energy. And just like in real life, you get to feed off of their energy. Jason likes to be the center of attention. So you get to kind of fuel that a little bit. And that's just really fun to kind of discover in the rehearsal process and in front of a live crowd on stage. There's an energy in there that's just a lot of fun to be a part of when you're just kind of riding the train in this scene. For me, I would not overcomplicate this scene if working on it. I would say, what's happening? Cynthia is telling us our lives are being destroyed. Why does it matter to me? Because it's the only way I know to live. It's like taking away my religion, my spirit, my existence. Obviously, I'm pretty pissed off about it. So I know what's happening. I know how I feel about it. And then let's just ride the train and let's just learn the information as it comes and react to it as it comes. That's what's fun about a scene like this as an actor. Hope you guys enjoyed a little bit of insight onto how I would approach this. Really glad you guys are getting to read this script. I'm in love with this script. Alrighty, stay safe, everybody. Hope you have a good one.